The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on WMAL.
Welcome back to The Eric Stewart Show. So glad you could be with me. Let's jump right in on some existing business. Get this, folks. I went on a listing appointment. This is in Northwest DC on Warren Street. So this is Northwest, right off of Reno, if you're familiar. It's a row house, and most of the row houses in Cleveland Park and in that general area are 1,200, 1,100, 1,300 square feet on two floors, right? They're not huge. They've got maybe three bedrooms up and a full bath, and maybe they've got a living room, dining room, kitchen space. But this one's got this fairly significant addition, which would have been the old deck off the back that was enclosed somewhere in the history of the property. And then upstairs, the sleeping porch, which oftentimes row houses will have that second floor sleeping porch, which usually you have to walk through one of the two bedrooms on the back of the townhouse, the row house, to walk into the sleeping porch. And that's where oftentimes people would go to sleep when it got so hot in the summertime and you'd have better ventilation through that area. Well, this was also enclosed and nicely finished, hardwood floors, and it was divided into two so that the two bedrooms on the back of the property have this extension, almost like a little study area, a little lounging area within the bedroom. Nice. Well, so I'm sitting with the seller of the property, and this is actually a property that was donated to a school by the owner of the property. So the owner decided to give the property to the school. The school is now going to sell it, capitalize on that asset, and the owner is getting the donation for having given the property. The owner doesn't pay any tax on that and gets a string of different kinds of benefits, plus serves the needs of that school by donating their property there. You have questions about doing something like that with one of your properties, get in touch with me. I can get you some good detailed information in writing. You know where to reach me, 800-900-9104. Back to the story. Well, I'm sitting with the seller. We're going over the comparables about properties in that area. And the tax records for the property reveal a 1,920 or 1,953 square foot property. That's the house on the first floor, and the second floor is just shy of 2,000 square feet. Pretty nice. Pretty nice size. But I'm not sure about that. And I'm the third real estate agent that the owner has met with that day. He says, you have a concern? And I said, well, I'm concerned that what the tax records reveal here is not actually what the square footage of the house is. So I want to verify that. So I want to definitely measure every room in the house. But right now, I'm just going to get up and walk the space. He said, okay. So I stood up, and I stood at the front of this property on the inside, and I walked to the very back, into the back of the property, and discovered it was 45 feet approximately from the front to the back on the inside. And then side to side, I think it was 28 feet. Well, guess what that ends up being? 1,250 square feet, roughly, 1,240 square feet on the first floor. The upstairs, exactly the same square footage. So we have a house that the tax records say is only 1,930 or 1,940 square feet, but in fact, it's closer to 2,400 to 2,500 square feet. Well, the other brokers didn't see that. And for me as an agent, this was a differentiator that did help in winning the opportunity. He did list the property with me as I sat with him and discussed the value because the size was literally 500 square feet larger. I made the justification through the comparables and the recent houses that were currently for sale in the area that the house should be listed for about $1,050,000. And, it's a lot of house. It's got another bathroom in the basement. You've got one full bath up, and it's got a full bath in the basement. So it's not really rich on baths, but most of the houses only have one full bath. And many of them don't have a fourth bedroom in the basement and really have a high enough ceiling that you don't, feel like you should be in the Wizard of Oz to live there. You know what I'm saying? So something that has really good livable space, and that's actually a good value to $1,050,000. Well, that's $100,000 more than what the other folks were suggesting as is. Now, of course, I haven't sold the place yet, but the key, what I'm trying to say to you is the tax assessment for your property may be wrong. And by the way, if you're not selling your house anytime soon, it could be wrong the wrong way. It could tell the tax assessor you've got 2,500 square feet and you only have 2,000 or 2,100. Good idea. Measure the actual square footage of the inside of your house. Verify that it is true to what the tax assessment is. That's the easiest way to appeal your tax assessment and lower it, is to find out that it is overly stated by the tax assessment. In this case, the property that's in question was actually understated. that property off the back of the property was never included in the tax assessment, and so the owner of the property for many years paid less tax. Whether he realized it or not, he benefited from that. You following what I'm saying? So it's important that you know what you're selling and that your agent represents what you're selling in its truest size. This is why we measure, actually we're going to measure every square foot on the inside of the property on all floors. And then we're going to marry the photography, this high resolution photography, to the floor plan on the inside. It's killer. It's a great way of delivering information to prospective purchasers. Remember, I'm not in control of your information once it's been pushed out there. I'm in control of whatever it is that I create up until the point where I flip the switch and it goes into the multiple listing service and then gets distributed through 350 to 400 different channels, different websites, the Zillows and the so-ons of the world, right? Once it goes there, it better be right. And once it goes there, it's the buyer who reads that and decides it's of interest or not. If we can give them clear, pertinent information that relates to what their needs and desires are, they're going to likely respond to it, contact us, and want to see the property. This is important, right? Of course, you get this. Hey, we've got a house. This is over on Clark's Landing Drive in Oakton, Virginia. Single four-bedroom, three full-bath, one-half-bath, back into parkland. Stunning colonial in Oakton. Not yet to the market. Worth getting information on if you want to be in that general area. Under a mill. This is under a million, and you've got 3,500 square feet of living space backing up on like a half an acre. Beautiful kitchen, chef's kitchen. You like to cook, granite counter, stainless steel appliances, including a Bosch stove, custom 42-inch cherry cabinets, and a breakfast bar with a second sink. So much to be seen in this property. We're estimating that to come to the market in February of next year. You can get more information at our website, ericstewartgroup.com, in the coming soon section. In Potomac, on Great Arbor Drive, fantastic contemporary. You like contemporaries? You like to look into the woods? You like to have big open windows? Check this one out at 10712 Great Arbor Drive. I worked with a lady recently. She's a sweetheart of a woman, and she came to our group through this show. She actually had listened to my show. I went out to see her maybe four or five years ago over in Riverdale. Now, Riverdale is in Prince George's County, Maryland, and there's a mansion there called the Riversdale Mansion. And this mansion is really a great visit if you like mansions and you like grounds and you like seeing how people lived 200 years ago. It was originally started in the early 19th century, so 1804, 1805 or so, and ultimately one of the Calverts lived in it. The area right around this, right very close to the Anacostia River, at the headwaters of the Anacostia River there in Prince George's County, is this town called Riverdale. Now, I think of Riverdale in many different ways, but when I got into this town, looked at the house that I'm about to tell you about when I get back in a second, I discovered a quaint and wonderful place to live with value right there in the town that you just want to hear about. All right, don't go away.